I'd first like to say that all you young people bless my heart. That's a tremendous blessing. It is. It's on green. Yes, sir. Brother Jimmy, you sang that song, I Know My Name Is There. In that second verse, he said, my name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record. But by His blood, the Savior crossed and placed it on His roll.
That's right.
Man, hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen and amen. That's really what I want to talk about this morning. It almost kind of seemed out of place with how things went. Let me start my timer here. If you would be turning to Ephesians chapter 2. And for the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and begin reading here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. He says, and you hath He quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation at times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I said tonight I wanted to deal with salvation, being redeemed. I don't want to deal with how to be saved. It's not that I don't like to deal with that, but that's not my purpose. I don't want to deal with the evidences of salvation tonight. And those are good things as well. We should have evidences of salvation in our life. What I feel like God's burdened me for tonight is I want to deal with the permanence of our salvation. We talk, Brother Brian, you talked about people dealing and struggling with their salvation. Well, tonight, if you know that you've been born again, but you still struggle with the fact of whether you can lose that or leave that salvation, you're the person I'm talking to tonight. Ephesians chapter 2, we saw in verse number 1, it says, I was dead in trespasses and sins. Every human prior to salvation was in that state. My sinful state and your sinful state had us in a position of death spiritually. But He says, but God came into our lives. It's only by the grace of God any of us can have salvation. Tonight I want to talk to you on the subject, and this is going to be a different kind of message. I'm not going to expound just on a single text. I don't expect for you to follow every text tonight. But if you struggle with this, if you would, I encourage you to write down these references and listen to what I say tonight. I want to deal with how I know I'll never go to hell. How I know I'll never go to hell. Number one, I know I'll never go to hell because I'm quickened with Christ. I'm quickened with Christ. It says, but God, He quickened me, He made me alive. How did He do this? Verses 8 and 9, it's by grace through faith. And He didn't just make me alive, but He made me alive and quickened me with Himself. I am now joined together with Christ. And because I'm joined together with Him, and He's in heaven, there's a part of me that's already seated in heavenly places with Him. You know, I got to thinking about this. Christ has already paid sin's penalty. He's already paid the debt that you and I could not pay. I can no longer go to hell because I'm in Christ. But if I could, and I can't, but if I could, He would have to come with me. And this might seem silly, but I got to thinking, if I could still yet go to hell, at worst, I suppose we'd only be there 3 days. Because after 3 days, He arose and He came forth. So let me just be honest with you. I don't believe that I can go to hell tonight. I can't go to hell. Christ has already paid that for me. But even if I could, I would only be there 3 days because He's not staying any longer than that. He's already in heaven. He's already in heaven. I've been quickened with Christ. I'll never go to hell because I'm joined together with Christ. Next, I want you to see, and you don't have to turn there, but in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 20 says, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth in to that within the veil, whither the forerunners for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. It says, lay hold upon the hope set before us. What is this hope? Verse number 20 says, even Jesus. In 19 it says, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul. I began looking, even today I was looking more into it about, I was looking up anchors. I'm really ignorant when it comes to life at sea, what it would be to be in the Navy, to be on a shrimp boat or something like that, something that would deal with anchors. And I began looking at, and I found out that there are some common problems with anchors. And one of the common problems is called anchor loss. Anchor loss. You completely lose the anchor. It's a full detachment from the vessel. And the most common reason cited, I looked at a research website that deals with these things, the most common reason cited for anchor loss is environmental conditions exceeded what the anchor can handle. The environment. Simply the environment that surrounded that anchor was more than that anchor can handle. Man, I just got to thinking about some things. The storm of this life may blow furiously, and it may get the best of me. I may get to the point in my life, spiritually, physically, mentally, where I feel like I cannot go on anymore. But let me tell you, the storms of this life do not move my anchor. My anchor is beyond the veil in heaven, and I am seated in heavenly places. I am quickened with Christ. I am in Him, steadfast and sure, as the Word of God says in verse 19. The storms of this life will not move my salvation. It's permanent, steadfast, and sure. There's no thing or place on this earth safe enough for you to drop your anchor, folks. The only sure and steadfast anchor is in Christ. I know I'll never go to hell because I'm anchored in Christ. I'm quickened with Christ. Next, I want you to see, I'm going to skip a few things. I've really probably got too much here tonight. Skip to my fourth point. I know I'll never go to hell because I'll be presented faultless. The book of Jude, verse 24 says, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. That faultless means unblameable. And He's not just able to present me faultless. I know He'll present me faultless, and not based upon my works, but based upon His works. Titus 3 and verse 5. Let me go to Titus 3 and verse 5. I did write Titus 3 and verse 5 down. I'm just going to read it off for you for the sake of time. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. He's going to present me faultless one day. I know I'll never go to hell because I'll stand faultless and unblameable before Him. Next, I want you to know, I'll never go to hell because I'm peculiar. Brother Brian, I spoke to you about this, and Brother Jimmy, you corrected me down, rightfully so, and I didn't understand what the word meant. I spent some time looking at in 1 Peter chapter 2, and 9 through 10 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in times were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And Brother Brian, all my life I thought about this word, and I always heard peculiar people, and like you, I thought it meant that we just had to be maybe an extremely different people, to the point of just, we were just weirdos. We were oddballs, and to some degree, if we're going to live godly, we will seem weird, and we will seem odd to the world. They don't understand why we seek and why we live for a holy life. But as I got to looking at this word, I see that the peculiar people, the phrase meant to be purchased, acquired, or obtained. And it carried the idea, as I looked it up in a couple different dictionaries, it carried the idea of preservation and complete salvation. I'm peculiar. Preservation and complete salvation. Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary says this, that means I am His exclusive property. No one else has the right to my soul but the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm His and He is mine. John 10:27-29 says, My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'm God's personal purchased possession. I know I'll never go to hell because I'm peculiar. Still got a little more time. I'm going to retrace and go back over something that I skipped here. I know I'll never go to hell because I've passed from death unto life. John 24 says that. Jesus Himself said, I've passed from death. I've left spiritual death. April 8th, 2006 is where spiritual death ended for me. Because I passed from death into life, I've not just moved from physical death to physical life, but I passed from spiritual death to spiritual life, everlasting and eternal. Because I passed from death into life, I shall not come into condemnation, damnation, or judgment. Romans 8:1 says, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. 1 John 5:12 says, He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I know I'll never go to hell because I passed from death unto life. And lastly here, I know I'll never go to hell because I've been sealed. Ephesians 1:30, 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, they all say that I have been sealed and given the earnest, the promise, the down payment. At the moment of salvation, I received the Holy Spirit of God. He sealed me. Literally means He stamped me or put His mark on me to secure and preserve me. In verse 14, it said, not only did He put His mark on me, but He gave me His down payment. And the down payment isn't the promise that He'll finish paying. The price has already been paid. He said it is finished when He hung on the cross. But this down payment is the promise that we're His already and that He's returning us, returning for us, laying claim on His property which He's purchased. I know I'll never go to hell because I've been sealed. And I want to say lastly, nothing I've mentioned tonight, none of those things I've mentioned tonight are anything that can be earned by your eye. There's not an amount of money, there's not an amount of good works that can earn those positions in Christ. It's all been paid for by the blood of Jesus. We heard this morning, that Lamb of God, He sees that blood. The blood must be applied to your life. It's freely offered to all who will receive it. And this is how I know I'll never go to hell. Amen.